Here with Matthew Stanley of the Kent Children's Fund Network, and we've just been talking about using social media for participation and youth engagement, and you're running a conference in a couple of weeks' time on this, is that right?
Yeah, we've got a conference on the 13th of April, and we're running a workshop on youth participation in a digital world.
And we've been talking about how it helps people overcome different barriers. What are some of the barriers you think social media can help overcome, and how?
Well, some of the common barriers that we always discuss are a lack of time, a lack of money, trying to engage a diverse group of children and young people, and also just basically getting access to groups of children and young people for services or projects that maybe don't have a group of children and young people at their disposal that they can use for evaluation or involving in the decision-making process.
And what sort of ways have you seen social media used to help in that?
Some of the projects that we've run, for example, a project where we were using children and young people to evaluate a service, which was running across a vast rural area, and one of the difficulties was getting those children and young people to meetings and getting their feedback presented to a steering group. So one of the things we used was mega meeting, a sort of conference call utility thing, which was useful for getting children and young people who wouldn't necessarily be able or want to go to, you know, a 4-hour meeting, to get their feedback directly to the adult steering group and get their voices heard, which might otherwise have been missing. Another example is mapping of participation projects and services in Kent, which we've used online mapping to do, to make it sort of interactive and identify areas where we need to do more work. Children and young people providing feedback on projects and services through sort of filming and interactive evaluation methods. Lots of ways, really. I can't really think of them all now.
So lots of fantastic examples. One of those, you were using webcams, was that right?
Yeah, that was right. That was really with children and young people evaluating this service and feeding back. So what we did was we hosted out a webcam and headset to the children and young people who were evaluating, and then when it came to the steering group meeting, they used that to sort of join in with the online meeting, and then they just returned them by post with a prepaid sort of addressed envelope. So it was a really simple way of getting those children and young people to get their voices heard.
Merging the analogue postal system with the digital world.
Exactly,
in a really fun way.
Yeah.
And what I really enjoyed about our conversation is we didn't talk about Facebook much at all, which is where we tend to go whenever it's social media and young people. You've shown there's a far wider range of tools.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously one of the big challenges is getting people to be aware of the tools they can use, often free, and feel confident to pick those up. Have you any experience of how do we get that to happen?
Well, it's something that you're always learning, isn't it? I mean, I thought I knew, you know, enough about the software and things that are available for free, but I've learned about so many different ones since being here and expanded my sort of knowledge. I think it's that networking, isn't it? It's being able to say, well, we're using this software or this sort of program, but actually there's a better one, or there's a free one, or there's, you know, something that you can mould to your needs. And it's sort of just sharing those ideas and having those discussions with people, I think, because that's how you learn, isn't it? I thought I knew enough, but no.
It's very much like getting people to learn from each other, which is quite different from old ways of training and classical.
Exactly. It's not being precious about your knowledge, I suppose, and it's sharing that to build a sort of, because it's a two-way process, isn't it? I mean, I'll learn something from someone that I discuss social networking with, and they might learn from me.
And in the spirit of that, you're going to be sharing some of the outcomes of the workshop and some of the resources we'll talk to you later in the Youth Work Online Month of Action.
Yeah.
Thanks ever so much.
Thank you.